It's 11 o'clock this Friday evening and now World on Three with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, we've got lots to cram in tonight. We've got Amadou and Mariam in session. We've got a whole section on Southern Albanian isopolyphony. I'll be playing you a track by the Queen of Gospel, Mahalia Jackson, and then the same song translated into Bambora and sung by Mali's Trio de Cali. It's fantastic. I can't wait to play you that. We'll have some Italian pizzicato music, sounds of the Peruvian Andes, some Finnish singing, an absolute feast of tasty sounds from around the world. First, though, something from the new Goran Bregovic album. Here's Duy Duy, featuring the Algerian singer Rashid Taha. And it doesn't take long for this to get going. Goran Bregovic with Duy Duy from his new album Three Letters from Sarajevo, which was released today and named after his birthplace. Now, let's have the first song from tonight's session. It was recorded a couple of weeks back when Amadou and Mariam were in London and we managed to get them into the studio to record a few songs. And if you don't know their story, briefly, they met at Marley's Institute for the Young Blind, where they found that they shared an interest in music and they started to perform together. They got married, and in the decades since then, Amadou and Mariam have developed an absolutely international following. They've recorded 9 full-length albums and worked with all manner of people, including Manu Chao and Damon Albarn. They've toured around the world, including doing various rather strange support slots, tours with U2, Scissor Sisters, Blur and Coldplay, taking them to a very different audience. We're going to have 4 songs from them over the course of the programme tonight, starting off with this one. They'll tell you what it is.
The song we are going to play is called
Fila Ubi Sami.
Fila Ubi Sami.
Amadou and Mariam. That was the first of our specially recorded session tracks from them. And it was so lovely in the studio when they were recording. It was such a great atmosphere, very relaxed, and they were just kind of grooving away. There's no audience there, but they were just still going for it. It was lovely. Charles Frederick Avo on keyboards, Joel Yerezuelo on percussion, and of course Mariam Doumbia vocals and Amadou Bagayoko guitar and vocals, and a rather splendid guitar it is as well. It's gold. It was made specially for him by L.A. luthier James Troussart. We've got three more songs to come from Amadou and Mariam over the next 2 hours here on World on Three, but now here's some singing of a very different nature. This is Mamo from Finland with Kulankutsu, calling for my sweetheart.
Thank you.
False Lagenyes from the new Frigg album, Frost on Fiddles. And you can really hear the kind of Nordic influences and the bluegrass influence in there, which they particularly like to combine. Nordgrass, I think they sometimes call it. And Frigg are over here on tour in November if you want your fix of Finnish fiddle playing. Now, I've been so looking forward to playing you these next two tracks. It's the song God Shall Wipe All the Tears Away, sung first by the great American gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, and then a new version from the album La Dilikan, which is a collaboration between a Western string quartet, the Kronos Quartet, and Trio Dakali, three wonderful Malian musicians, all from hereditary musical families, griot families, who were brought together by Dr. Lucy Durand, who also co-produced the album. And it's a really in-depth collaboration. It's full of integrity and mutual respect, well, mutual respect for and enjoyment of the different traditions. And if you're wondering how a trio of Malian musicians came to sing a gospel song, it dates back to when they first met up with the Kronos Quartet, and that was back in 2012. And singer, Malian singer Hawa Diabate sang a Malian praise song at that introductory meeting, and the power and range and phrasing of her voice really reminded Kronos Quartet leader David Harrington of the sound of Mahalia Jackson. And he just got fixated on the idea of Hawa singing this song. But she'd never heard of Mahalia Jackson and never heard any gospel music. So they got the lyrics translated into Bambara, Mali's main language, and set her away with it, with the quartet taking on the organ part. And it's really remarkable. And in fact, to quote Kronos's David Harrington, that this song could be sung in another language by someone who has had such a different life and environment than Mahalia Jackson and yet is bound to her by the most amazing and somehow related vocal sound, is totally inspiring. So I'll start with Mahalia Jackson, recorded in 1937, and then you'll hear the Malian version.
Oh.
The voice of Hawa Diabate from the album La Dilikan by Kronos Quartet and Trio de Cali. And before that, you heard Mahalia Jackson. It's just amazing to hear those two women from different times and with such different experiences singing the same song. And Hawa, who had never heard gospel music before, now counts that song as one of her all-time favourites. Staying in Mali, here's another song from our Amadou and Mariam session. It's a bit of a dig at young men who'd rather dance than work. And Mariam is warning listeners not to waste their lives. It is necessary to work in life. One must not cross one's arms in life.
This song is called Bofu Safu.
Show, 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 show.
I love the way that track evolves over the course of its 3.5 minutes into something so jolly at the end. That's from a compilation celebrating 10 years of Catapult Records. It was the duo Guess What, who take inspiration from Arabic folk and pop, as well as Persian, Indo-Pakistani and North African influences, but still, as you heard, indulge their love for 60s and 70s grooves, drum sequences, samples and synthesizers, none of which you will be hearing over the next 20 minutes or so. We are going to be delving into the music of southern Albania. And a couple of weeks ago, I got hold of the CD by Sazizo and found the music just utterly compelling. And I really wanted to get two of the album's producers, Joe Boyd and Andre Gertler, in to talk about the music and the recording process. But they're in France, I think tonight. However, due to the wonders of technology, we managed to get an interview before they went. It was recorded down the line with me in a BBC studio in Newcastle and them in London. So here's some music just to get us in the mood. Iberberit, a song celebrating the beauty of a barber's daughter from the city of Fier. And that's one of the tracks from At Least Wave Your Handkerchief at Me, the joys and sorrows of southern Albanian song by the group Sazizo. And that album is produced by Joe Boyd, Idit Pula and Andrea Gertler. Andrea, could you describe Albanian saze as a genre and how long it's existed as a style?
Albanian saze is a sub-style of isopolyphony, which is a very distinct southern Albanian musical style. And what makes it different from a cappella isopolyphony is that tempered instruments were added to it. And that happened at the turn of the last century when people started moving to the cities and when tempered instruments arrived. And it was a love story at first sight, that singing and those instruments.
And they do similar things as well. The voices are swooping and overlapping and the violin and clarinet do the same sort of thing.
Yeah, what happened is that the new music that developed out of this did not only borrow from the repertoire of the songs from the villages, but also one-to-one transfer the hierarchies and the structures of the music to the instruments. So when you hear these songs, you hear the singers sing exactly the same melody lines as the instruments then play in their solos.
You mentioned that term isopolyphony. Just could you give us a little bit of an explanation about that? Because obviously polyphonic is when you've got the several parts going on at the same time. So what is the iso bit?
The iso is actually the drone. Albanian isopolyphony has two or more soloists singing above a drone that is usually provided by a group of singers. And in Saze, that drone is usually provided by the lute. You will hear that in some of the songs you might play later.
Yes. Joe, now, people might know you best as producer of people like Nick Drake, Pink Floyd, the Incredible String Band, many, many, many more. In fact, I believe that your first production credit was with Eric Clapton. So what reeled you into Southern Albanian music?
Well, all those groups and artists you mentioned are very, very long ago in my CV. Recording young pop groups and rock bands and, you know, is sort of a young man's game very often. And I always loved music from, even when I was a teenager, I had collections of, you know, music from around the world, Brazilian and Cuban, and I fell in love with Bulgarian women's choirs in the 60s. You know, that was the time when they first emerged, and a lot of people I knew would get stoned and put on the headphones and listen to the Kutev Ensemble. So I was up for world music in general and Balkan music, and I'd never really heard Albanian music or knew much about it, and so I'd always had in the back of my mind that I needed to discover it, and lo and behold, I did.
Because there's not very many, well, there certainly weren't very many good recordings going about, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I don't think, that I'm aware of. So how did you find it?
Well, your former Radio 3 colleague, Lucy Duran, is an old, dear old friend. You know, she's been such an important force in the whole world music scene in the UK, sort of connecting producers like me and Nick Gold, you know, to Cuba and Mali and all kinds of places. And she mentioned that she was going to Albania to a birthday party for a woman called Edith Pula, who had collaborated with her on a series of Radio 3 shows about Albanian music. And she just happened to drop this into a conversation. And having never been to Albania, I said, can I go along? Can I come too, please? And so that really opened the door.
Well, we've got a very short clip from that actual Radio 3 broadcast back in 2011. This is Lucy Duran talking to Edith Pula.
Where are we going?
Where we are going to Permet, the beautiful town of Permet, and we're going to listen to the Saze of Permet.
The Saze is the instrumental music.
Yes.
But Permet is famous for its music, isn't it?
Yes, very famous. This kind of isopolyphony is very typical, and although it's part of this region, as far as I know, I always associate that music with Permet. So for me, that's the authenticity of the Saze.
If this countryside is anything to go by, we're going deep into traditional Albania here.
Yeah.
And that's just a taster of Lucy Duran's journey to southern Albania for World Roots in 2011. And that's available to listen to on the World on Three pages of the Radio 3 website as part of our World Music Archive. Joe Boyd and Andrea Gertlett, did that bring back any memories?
Well, it's Donica singing. It's our lead, one of our two female lead singers in that program. You can recognize her
absolutely.
Voice.
Absolutely.
And that's in a way that was one of the key building blocks in putting together Saziso, was Lucy and Edith's putting together of Saze recordings, including Donica, featuring Donica.
So tell us about the next track that we're going to play, Ninotska. It's a lament. There seem to be such a lot of these songs that sound so mournful.
Well, Ninotska is not only a lament and part of that group of songs, but it's also a migration song, which you have very often in Albania. It's actually called Kobeti songs. And this particular song is from the region of Korcha. Most of the other songs on the album are from Pemet or from Leskovik, but this particular one is from Korcha, where the instrumentalists come from. And it's sung in a two-voice polyphonic style, and it's a dialogue, an imagined dialogue between a daughter and her mother. And the daughter bemoans the long wait for her husband's return from emigration. But after 9 years, and 9 years is a special number in Albanian mythology, she has lost all hope and she gives up waiting for him.
My husband's gone, there's no returning. Dearest mother, don't you pity me. That was the song Nenotska from the new collection of songs from Southern Albania, co-produced by Edith Pula and my two studio guests tonight, Joe Boyd and Andrea Gertler. I love the way in that track you've got the main voice in the foreground, that background voice crooning and keening over that very static drone accompaniment. I presume that is the lute that we're hearing in the background there?
It is, yes. I think one of the things about this record, which I like, which I had a few little discussions with Andrea and Edith about, is the other recordings of Sasa that I've heard, the lute is quite distant. in the recording. And Jerry Boys, who was the engineer, the great engineer, you know, who did Buena Vista Social Club and Baobab and everything, he and I just naturally sort of sat the lute in the mix, probably a little higher than people are used to hearing it. But to me, it sort of fills the track and makes that ISO part of the music always present, so that the lead voice, what they call the taker and the cutter, the second voice, have something to kind of sound off against.
Also, there seems to be no ego involved in that very static accompaniment. There's no attempt to break through and do a massive solo.
Well, actually,
tell me there was and you cut it out.
No. There's one track on the record called Avaz, which Edith had this idea during the recording that we should have a kind of free improvisation where everyone takes a little solo. And Agron, the lute player, was very unused to this, you know, and we kind of said, go on, take a solo, you know, and it was like he was sort of looked at us funnily like, really? Nobody ever asked me to do that before.
It's not my role.
Yeah, and it's a lovely solo on that, but it is unusual.
Well, could you just talk us through a little bit about the key instruments that are part of this tradition? Because there's some beautiful instrumental pieces on this collection too.
The violin and the clarinet both sound very often, or can sound, like the human voice. And so they slipped quite naturally into taking on the role of the taker and the cutter.
Tell us about the instrumental that we're going to hear now. It's Vale e Osman Takis, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Osman Taka, yeah. It's Osman Taka was an Albanian hero, a fighter against injustice imposed by the Ottomans. And he was caught and was about to be executed. And he asked for his last wish to do a dance. And he did this dance, which was so spectacular that they let him go. And, of course, the asterisk to the story is they caught him again a few days later and executed him.
Oh, no.
But Andrea's seen this dance a lot.
And what's it like, Andrea? What do they do? Is there lots of jumping or...?
Well, there is a funny mixture. So you basically have a line of guys in the traditional southern Albanian costume that they call fustanella, white skirts and shoes with pom-poms. Mm. And they start moving very elegantly and gently, but then suddenly the lead dancer starts to twirl and to twist, and then the second line dancer bends down and the first line dancer steps on his chest and does the exact same twirl. So it's a very spectacular dance. It's very difficult to learn, and people that can dance it very much pride themselves to be able to do so.
Thank you.
Vale e Osmantakis, and that is the music for this spectacular dance that Andrea Gertler was talking about earlier on. Now, Andrea, what is the future of this music, do you think? Is it a living tradition that's going to continue?
We hope very much. It doesn't look too promising at the moment, because that music was very much supported during the communist years in Albania. Albania's dictator, Enver Hoxha, loved traditional music and supported it a lot. There was a lot of resources going into ensembles, musicians, festivals. And so generation after generation of Sazen musicians was able to grow. But nowadays, the music doesn't get very much support anymore and is mainly enjoyed in the private sphere. So we don't really know a young generation of Sazen musicians, apart from one exception, which is the clarinetist's son, Telando Feto's son, who is growing into a very respected Sazen violin player.
One of the things you can observe a lot around the world is when outsiders take an interest in a traditional music and record it and promote it in the West, the prosperous West, local people then go, oh, well, if they like it so much and they buy so many copies of it and they bring these groups for tours, maybe there's something in it that we should really pay attention to. And there's been a lot of examples of local musics being revived by interest from the outside world. And maybe this record will help that happen in Albania.
We hope. The name of the group is Saz Izo. They'll be touring the UK at the beginning of November. And I'm just going to play one more track from this album, At Least Wave Your Handkerchief at Me, The Joys and Sorrows of Southern Albanian Song. And it's O Bandil Mustashezi. Could you tell us a little bit about this and who are the voices on this one?
This is a male duet. It's more of a drinking song. And there's one member of Saz Izo company is a multi-instrumentalist and singer called Pelum Mehta. And he's a great character. And he was actually playing at the party where I first went on that visit with Lucy Duran to Edith's birthday party at the beach. And he sings, and Aurel Chirio, who's the violinist, wonderful musician, who actually lives in London and has played on Radio 3 before with his Greek ensemble, he sings the second part. And it's a classic song about a guy who goes out drinking and the wife complains about how late he comes home or how he never comes home.
And I found it really interesting that we heard the instrumental just before, and we were talking about how the instruments almost sound like voices. But in this one, sometimes the voice almost sounds like a wind instrument. They're just learning each other's sounds and absorbing it all, it seems.
Yeah, well, it's been really fascinating because, you know, I loved my experiences in Bulgaria, which was quite some time ago now, but I remember really being drawn into that culture. And it's a very in-your-face, virtuosic culture with this distinctive style of singing and clarinet playing and everything. And Albania is more subtle. It grows on you more slowly. But I find I've become completely hypnotized by it now.
Yeah,
and Bulgarian music sounds a bit crude and obvious in comparison.
Ooh, be careful. There's going to be complaints.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Joe Boyd and Andrea Gertler, for coming in and talking to me. Let's hear the track O Bandil Mustashezi.
Oh,
Bandil Mustashezi from Sazizo, rounding off tonight's Southern Albanian section. And we'll take a short hop across the Adriatic Sea now to Salento, Italy, home to canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, who specialise in the traditional music and dance of the area called pizzica, or sometimes now taranta. And it's really exciting. This is always a dancer, it seems, who just whirls round and round really in a frenzied manner, almost as if they're possessed. And it's, yeah, very, very exciting. The main rhythmic driver in the music, though, is usually the tamburello, a local frame drum or tambourine. Pizzica di Sera from the forthcoming Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino album. It's their 19th, it's called Canzoniere. Time for another song now from Amadou and Mariam, and you'll also get to hear what they've chosen as their heritage track, something that inspired or influenced them. And I had been anticipating that it might be one of the many outstanding griot musicians from Mali. No. It's an English rock band from the 1970s. But Amadou and Mariam told me that the way of singing on this track really touches their hearts, and also that they recognise themselves in the lyrics. It's all about the simplicity of life, straightforward but important things, freedom, working hard. I'll play you that track. Have you guessed what it is? I'll play you it right after this from Amadou and Mariam themselves. And listen out for the tama, the little talking drum on this. It's one of Amadou and Mariam's early songs.
Je pense à toi. Chop, 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 chop. Je pense à toi, mon amour, ma bien-aimée. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, ma chérie. Je pense à toi, mon amour, ma bien-aimée. Abandonne pas mon amour, ma chérie. Quand je suis dans mon lit, je ne rêve qu'à toi. Et quand je me réveille, je ne je suis dans mon lit, je ne rêve qu'à toi. Et quand je me réveille, je ne pense qu'à toi. Je pense à toi, mon amour, ma bien-aimée. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, ma chérie. Je pense à toi, mon amour, ma bien-aimée. Ne m'abandonne pas, mon amour, ma chérie.
Abandonne pas mon amour, ma chérie. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
I am just a simple man.
Just a little extract there from Simple Man by Bad Company. Tonight's heritage track, chosen by our session guests Amadou and Mariam, who really identified with the singing style and the lyrics of that. And we've got one more song from that specially recorded session with Amadou and Mariam later on. Sad news now about the death last Saturday of American guitarist, banjo and fiddle player Tom Paley, best known for his work with the New Lost City Ramblers in the 1950s and 60s. And people who may have come across him playing in the occasional session close to where he lived in North London, he moved to England back in 1965, would rarely imagine that this unassuming man had worked with Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie and various members of the Seeger family, had influenced Bob Dylan and taught Jerry Garcia and Ry Cooder. Here's a track he recorded for us back in 2012.
Special, shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Better walk right, and you better not gamble, and you better not fight. Sheriff Benson gonna rescue, he'll surely take you down. Judge Nelson will sentence you, and your jailhouse bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Same damn thing, knife and fork are on the table, but there's nothing in your pan. Say anything about it, and you're in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Paper in her hand, she's saying to the warden, I come to
handicap, my man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Africa, eh, boy, yama. Africa, eh, boy, yama.
orchestra Le Mangalepa, formed in Kenya in 1976, but originally from Lubumbashi in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That was from their 40th anniversary album, Orchestra Le Mangalepa, The Last Band Standing. And before that, you heard the Midnight Special from Tom Paley, who died last Saturday at the age of 89. You're listening to World on Three with me, Catherine Dekel, and we've still got plenty to come tonight. Mouth music from Scotland, a little treat from Cuba, a final song from our session guests Amadou and Mariam, and here's a track from South America. It's from a 7-inch picture disc that was released today, and there's a full compilation album coming out later this month, Andina, The Sound of the Peruvian Andes. This is Recuerda Corazón by La Peruanita, and in it you can hear the traditional Peruvian huayno rhythm.
Jacinta que chama, corpo se tá doer, para o santo soltar, três esfurdia, ma caso già tristi si sa cura rosa ser, quindi me se passa dinero va sona te verno provocava, faccio ben bene, ma provocava. Si faccia non si casa giù nel luogo, si struvo anche che vascio si limare, se ho l'ambravaggio tu dormi tra se si muge lo provocavo, faccio ben bene, ma provocavo, faccio ben bene, già sempre che sciamma corpo sa perdere, parlo sa da soffer, tre spesfurtia, casa già tristi si sa cura rosa sei, quindi mi si passa dinero va sona te verno provocava, faccio ben bene, ma provocava, faccio ben bene, ma provocava, faccio ben bene, ma provocava, faccio ben bene. Grogu tem mulher se pior na costa. Nos livros!
Young Cape Verdean singer Elida Almeida with Grogu Kaba from the album Quebrada. And we're off to Scotland now for a track from accordion player Myridge Green and fiddler Mike Vass. And sometimes when you play music professionally, it's hard to put aside the time to play it for fun. But Myrid and Mike had what I think is a fantastic idea. They decided to meet one day a month to play music together. It was meant to be just for fun, but they ended up with an album. And they're both great tune writers, but this album, appositely called A Day a Month, includes only traditional melodies. This is Pushed, and it's an instrumental version of some Pushed Abeel, or mouth tunes, or mouth music. And straight after it, I'm going to play you a little example of the vocal dexterity involved in actually singing that repertoire. But first, Myridge Green and Mike Vass.
Thank you. down bow ray the gulagari reelamanyam down bow gulagari reelamanyam down bow ray the gulagari padakkan manihan down bow gulagari padakkan manihan down bow ray the gulagari padakkan manihan down bow gulagari padakkan manihan down bow ray the gulagari reelamanyam down bow gulagari reelamanyam down bow ray the gulagari reelamanyam down bow gulagari reelamanyam down bow ray the gulagari padakkan manihan down bow gulagari padakkan manihan down bow ray the gulagari padakkan manihan down bow gulagari padakkan manihan down bow ray the gulagari reelamanyam down bow gulagari yandasanyam down bow ray the gulagari yandasanyam down bow gulagari yandasanyam down bow ray the gulagari padakkan manihan down bow gulagari padakkan manihan down bow ray the gulagari padakkan manihan down bow gulagari padakkan manihan down bow ray the gulagari reelamanyam down bow gulagari krak tu ti gulik and dub shama hawin krak tu ti gulik and mabas gugan krak tu ti gulik and dub shama hawin krak tu ti gulik and mabas gugan piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti krak tu ti gulik and dub shama hawin krak tu ti gulik and mabas gugan krak tu ti gulik and dub shama hawin krak tu ti gulik and mabas gugan piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti krak tu ti gulik and dub shama hawin krak tu ti gulik and mabas gugan krak tu ti gulik and dub shama hawin krak tu ti gulik and mabas gugan piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat piuna tree than rat shir krak tu ti.
Mara McInnes from South Uist in the Outer Hebrides with some Gaelic mouth tunes, or Pirtabil, I should say, traditionally used for dancing. And it's all about the rhythm of the syllables. And I particularly love that second one in the set. The syncopations, the internal rhythms in there are just fantastic. It's London Jazz Festival next month, and there are lots of concerts that might appeal in there. There's Manu Dibango, Zaki Hussain, Chris Teeley and Brad Mildow, Angelique Kidjo, Chuchu Valdez, lots more, including a concert from the Gypsy Kings and Chico. I'll give you more details after taking you back to 2005 with this from the Gypsy Kings album Roots.
Cambiar de vida aún. Porque somos una familia aún. Yo tengo una mujer tan buena, yo del cielo te bendiga. Yo tengo una mujer tan buena, yo del cielo la bendiga. Yo no quiero a ti perderte, yo sin ti no soy nada, la vida está muy guapa, un día de primavera, la vida está muy guapa, un día de primavera. Ya ven, ya ven, ya ven, y ya verá, ya lo gitano, ya como un fuego de verano. Ya ven, ya ven, ya ven, ya ven, y ya verá, ya lo gitano, ya como un fuego del verano.
de vida. Porque somos una familia. Yo tengo una mujer tan buena, yo del cielo te bendiga. Yo tengo una mujer tan buena, yo del cielo la bendiga. Yo no quiero a ti perderte. Yo sin ti no soy nada. La vida está muy guapa, un día de primavera. La vida está muy guapa, un día de primavera. Ya ven, a ver. Ya ven, a ver, y ya verá, ya lo gitano, ya como un fuego del verano. Ya ven, a ver, ya ven, a ver, y ya verá, ya lo gitano, ya como un fuego del verano. Ya ven, a ver, ya ven, a ver, y ya verá, ya lo gitano. Como un fuego del verano. Ya ven, a ven, ya ven, a ven. Y ya verá, ya lo gitano. Ya como un fuego del verano.
The unmistakable sound of the Gypsy Kings. And on the 18th of November, the Gypsy Kings and Chico will be performing in London at the Royal Festival Hall. Worlds on 3 will be there recording the concert. You'll be able to hear it the following week, Friday the 24th of November. Just a bit of advance notice there. Now, earlier on, you heard my old friend Joe Boyd talking about co-producing the new Sazizo recording of Southern Albanian music out in Tirana. And that interview was recorded last week, giving us the luxury of having a good old chat, knowing that Felix, my producer tonight, would sift through it all and cut out all the bits where we went off topic. Well, we were chatting about all the albums that Joe has produced with legendary recording engineer Jerry Boys, and it was great going back home after doing the interview and listening to some of them. So, here's Joe Boyd with a bit that didn't make it into the Albanian interview.
The recordings we did in Tirana recently with Sazizo, with the engineer Jerry Boys, kind of took me back to one of my early adventures abroad with Jerry in 1995, I think it was, when he and I went to Havana with Jesus Alemany, the Cuban trumpet player, who had put together this fantastic band of Cuban musicians. And we did this recording, which came out under the name Cubanismo, of classic Cuban dance music, although all instrumental, not exactly Latin jazz, but danceable instrumental music. And it was some of the most fun I've ever had in a studio. And it was, I feel I must point out that it was a good year before Buena Vista came out. But that feeling of working with the greatest virtuosos within a form that was kind of being marginalized in its home culture was, you know, a bit similar to what happened when we went to Tirana. Anyway, one of the records I still love to listen to is that Cubanismo record, Pa Que Gosen, being one of my favorite tracks.
Thank you.
Parque Gozen from Cubanismo, recorded in Havana by Joe Boyd and Jerry Boys back in 1995. Now, we're getting towards the end of the programme, so better get back to tonight's session from Amadou and Mariam, especially recorded for tonight's programme. It was 5 years since their last album. They've got another one out, and here's the title track.
The song we are going to play is called La Confusion. C'est la confusion partout. C'est l'illusion partout. C'est la division surtout. C'est la confusion, c'est l'illusion. On ne sait plus où poser la question. Le chat qui joue avec le chien aussi avec le lion, on ne sait plus où donner la tête. La vérité s'est bien éloignée, le mensonge a déjà pris sa place, la violence qui frappe tout le monde, on ne sait plus où donner la tête.
C'est la confusion.
Les hommes et les femmes ont démissionné, les enfants abandonnés dans les rues. Les maris sont en train de divorcer, les familles aussi sont bien divisées. Personne ne veut écouter personne, on ne sait plus où donner la tête. Danse, danse, que tout le monde bouge, bouge, bouge. Que tout le monde chante, chante, chante. Que tout le monde danse, danse, danse. Que tout le monde bouge, bouge, bouge. C'est la confusion, c'est l'illusion. On ne sait plus où poser la question. C'est la confusion, c'est l'illusion. On ne sait plus où poser la question.
Yeah, thank you.
La Confusion, that's the title track from Amadou and Mariam's new album. But that version that you just heard, of course, was from our special World on Three session that we recorded a couple of weeks ago when Amadou and Mariam were here in London. Next week, World on Three is venturing out of the studio. We'll be at the world-renowned Welcome Collection as part of Why Music, The Key to Memory, which is a weekend of live events, concerts and discussions exploring music's unique capacity to be remembered. And I'm going to be exploring how music is remembered and passed down from generation to generation with three different performances from different traditions from around the world. British Iraqi singer Alia Al-Sultani, Senegalese kora player Sekou Keita, and Mercury Prize nominated UK folk singer and song collector Sam Lee. And if you want to be there in the audience for that, I think there's still tickets available if you go to the Wellcome Trust website. Now, we're coming to the end of the programme now, and I'm going to end by revisiting an album that Strutt put out earlier this year of electric Maloya music from Reunion Island in the 70s and 80s. So I hope you enjoy this. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed all the music, actually. You can find details of all the tracks that I've played on the World on 3 page on the Radio 3 website. Thanks. See you next week.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The BBC Concert Orchestra have been tirelessly filling some gaps in the record catalogue in recent years, and we're going to hear some of the results in the first couple of hours of this morning's programme. Emma Johnson plays the clarinet concerto written for her by the late John Dankworth in a few minutes from now, with the violin concerto by Sir Arthur Bliss to come later. Gavin and Sutherland works with the BBC Concert Orchestra regularly. You'll know that if you listen to Friday Night is Music Night on our sister station Radio 2. And first of all, here he conducts a festival overture by a composer from West Cumbria, Matthew Curtis.
Thank you.